Good morning and welcome to Community Focus, a public affairs program on WPGC-FM and AM Morningside, Washington, D.C. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WPGC, its management, staff, or advertisers. And now, the host of Community Focus, WPGC's news director, David Haynes.
Good morning, Washington. Welcome to Community Focus on WPGC. It's great to have you with us this morning. Our first guest is from Charlie's Place, Bruce McBarnett. He's a fundraising volunteer at Charlie's Place. Good morning, Bruce. Welcome to Community Focus.
Good morning, David. It's such a pleasure to be back on your show.
It's nice to have you back. Tell us, for our listeners who may not know, what Charlie's Place is and what y'all do there.
Charlie's Place is a homeless day program located in Washington, D.C. near DuPont Circle. And what we do, David, is we provide breakfast, social services, legal services, health care, education, and also nursing services for homeless people in the DuPont Circle, Mount Pleasant, and Adams Morgan neighborhoods. We also distribute food to about 8 other homeless service centers in the D.C. metropolitan area, including such places as the Spanish Catholic Center and also another organization that provides assistance to homeless people called Rachel's Women's Shelter and also Bethany's Women's Center. In addition to that, we also send speakers to speak to schools, colleges, radio stations about solutions to homelessness. For example, we've spoken to over 2,000 school children in the D.C. metropolitan area within the last year about this very serious issue.
And what do you tell the school children?
Well, one of the things that we emphasize to the school children is that just because somebody's homeless doesn't mean that they're helpless, and that it is possible to get people out of the state of homelessness. In fact, most people who become homeless get out of it in a matter of months. However, many people are so fixated on the stereotype of homeless people that is often portrayed in the media or that the public seems to have, that they all are like people who make a professional living just sitting on a street corner collecting change. And even though there are a number of homeless people who do that, the vast majority of homeless people are not chronically homeless. The vast majority of homeless people have had some serious problem arise in their life that has put them into a position where they are temporarily homeless and they need help. They need help from society. They need help from organizations like Charlie's Place to get themselves back on their feet. It's usually a series of different problems that they're facing simultaneously, which makes it more than simply a problem of lack of a home or lack of money. And to the extent that these individuals can get a holistic services that provide them many different services to assist them on their various needs, it becomes more feasible for them to get out of homelessness. So it's not a silver bullet to the problem of homelessness. It takes a variety of services, and that's what we at Charlie's Place focus on. As I mentioned, not only do we help people in providing them food, social services, legal services, health education, and nursing services, we also have a number of different organizations to which we can refer our homeless clientele to for special needs. For example, for more serious medical treatment, we have a clinic that we can refer them to. Also, we refer them to alcohol and drug prevention programs to help them get off of the substance abuse that often is a chronic problem with many homeless people, and which is the chief problem that such individuals have to overcome before they can move their life in a healthier direction.
Bruce, we've been hearing about homelessness for years and years. Is the problem easing up or lightening up, or is it more serious now than it was, say, 10 or 20 years ago?
The problem of homelessness is becoming increasingly more serious.
Why?
One of the reasons is the downturn in the economy. We've been seeing an increased number of clientele coming to our center at Charlie's Place, as has been the case with many homeless service centers in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Now, why is that? Is that because people are losing jobs and therefore have no means of income and can't afford to rent or live someplace else?
That's correct. When people get laid off, as a number of people have been getting laid off, particularly in the high-tech sector, that unexpected loss of income for many people, is enough to put them in a state of homelessness. David, something that a lot of people don't realize is that most people are only a few paychecks away from being homeless. In other words, there are many, many people out there who, if their paycheck was stopped, if they, for example, lost their job or could not receive that paycheck, would be, in a matter of months, homeless because they don't have the savings stacked up to sustain themselves for months of unemployment. Now, fortunately for many people, they have a safety net in the way of relatives and friends who can help them out in that kind of situation. But there are many other people who don't have that safety net in place and may find themselves in a cycle of homelessness as a result of a loss of a job. Other reasons for homelessness sometimes is that an individual had become sick or has an accident and does not have health insurance and cannot sustain the medical bills associated with their recovery. Another big reason, I would say, would be alcohol and drugs represent a big factor in why a lot of people become homeless and, more importantly, why a lot of people stay homeless. When people are hooked on these particular substances or any substance of this nature, it makes it very difficult to get out of the cycle of homelessness.
How many homeless people do you serve at any given time at Charlie's Place?
We have anywhere between 40 to 60 people who come to our day program every Tuesday and Friday, which is located at 1830 Connecticut Avenue, right at St. Margaret's Church. Charlie's Place is part of St. Margaret's Church. Our rector there is Susan Blue, and the Reverend Susan Blue has done an excellent job in providing Charlie's Place the resources it needs to be able to operate as well as it does.
Bruce, how can people help?
People can help Charlie's Place in a variety of ways. One of the ways that they can help is they can make donations. If they want to make donations, they can mail it to Charlie's Place at St. Margaret's, 1830 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009. Another way that people can help is they can volunteer for us. We have volunteers who not only help serve food and prepare food for us in our kitchen from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. 15, but you also have volunteers who assist us when it comes to typing, faxing, telephone calling, all of which can be done from home. We also have volunteers who assist us as we get prepared for something called the Help the Homeless Walkathon. Charlie's Place is one out of over 175 organizations that are benefiting from the Help the Homeless Walkathon on November 23rd, and we're looking for walkers who'd be interested in walking on our behalf at that walkathon. If people are interested in that, they can give me a call at area code 202-232-3066. And that is the telephone number for Charlie's Place. Again, that's area code 202-232-3066.
Now, is this the first one, or is this an annual event?
This is an annual event, and it's sponsored by the Help the Homeless program, also in conjunction with the Fannie Mae Foundation. And as I mentioned, Charlie's Place, is one out of over 175 homeless service organizations that benefit from this walk. This walk,
175?
175 different homeless service organizations
here
in the D.C. metropolitan area.
Wow.
Are benefiting from this walkathon. It's a major walkathon. This walkathon raised over $6.5 million last year for the homeless service organizations that participated. And also, as part of this program, these organizations go out and speak to school children about solutions to homelessness, just as we, Charlie's Place, have been doing for several years.
Why speak to school children about homelessness?
Well, one of the things that we believe is that school children represent the future of society. The young people represent the future. They will be our leaders within 20 years from now or so. They will be stepping into our shoes. So they are in the best position to have a long-term impact on the problem. If we get young people interested in community service, whether it be helping the homeless or whether it be serving some other aspect of their community, then the whole society can move forward. We cannot rely upon government to take care of our problems as a society.
Why not? Let me ask you that. Why can we not rely on government to solve our problems?
Well, this is a philosophical question, and certainly this is just my opinion on the matter.
But the reason I'm asking is a lot of people think the government can solve all problems, any problem, including that of homelessness.
Yes.
So,
well, my take on this, and I've had a chance to work for the United States Senate. I was a legal counsel there, and as an attorney, which is my main occupation, I've had a little bit of an opportunity to see how government operates. And basically, the challenge is that government basically runs at the will of the majority of the people. And because of the nature of politics, there will naturally be some people who feel that funds should not be diverted to certain segments of our society, and to the extent any funding takes place for anything, it's always as a matter of everybody in government agreeing to do it. So by the nature of bureaucracy, by being as large as it is and involving so many decision makers and involving so much in the way of compromises to make everybody happy and all constituents pleased with the end result, often that kind of structure cannot help too well certain niches in our society. And that's where the volunteer sector has to step in, come up and take the leadership and deal with issues that government just cannot agree upon dealing. Mm-hmm. So that is why I say that government cannot be the solution to all problems. One of the great things about our democracy is that everybody's involved. But also one drawback is that there are certain niches that cannot be addressed when you look for a countrywide consensus on an issue.
We're talking with Bruce McBarnett. He's a fundraising volunteer with Charlie's Place, a day program for homeless people at St. Margaret's Church in Washington near DuPont Circle. When it comes to homelessness, you just said a couple of moments ago that there are 175 organizations in the Washington metropolitan area that are out to fight the problem of homelessness.
Yes,
that's
right.
Devil's advocate. Let me play devil's advocate. If there are 175 organizations to help the homeless, the people that are homeless in the Washington, D.C. area, why is there a homelessness problem in the first place?
That's a good question. There's certainly appears to be a lot of resources, but you have to look at the number of resources in relationship to the demand for services, in relationship to the number of people homeless, in relationship to the kinds of needs that those people have. There are over 30,000 people who become homeless at any given year in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area alone. Over 750,000 people in the country are homeless in any given year. So you're talking about a very significant problem. When you put that in terms of a graphic view of what 30,000 people represents, if you think of the MCI Center and you fill up the MCI Center with all the people who become homeless in any given year, you still wouldn't have enough room in the MCI Center to get all of them in. You'd have several thousand still waiting outside. So that gives you a pictorial understanding of how many people are homeless in the D.C. metropolitan area in any given year. So there's a great need out there. And even though there are 175 organizations seeking to address this problem in many ways, it's still not enough. Also, as I mentioned earlier, there are many different needs that people have, and not all organizations are able to provide all needs. So we team up a lot with each other, helping the same clients in different ways. And one thing that is very rewarding for me as a volunteer is seeing these homeless people move their lives in healthier directions. Mm-hmm. That's why I volunteer. I have a very busy schedule. I'm an attorney. I'm also president of a real estate investment company. So I'm very busy working a lot of transactions, working with a lot of clients. But despite that, it's very important for me to take time out and help Charlie's Place because I see the difference that it makes in the lives of these homeless people. I've seen homeless people who have come to us out on their luck, sleeping under a park bench, strung out on drugs, and have seen individuals like these get their life together and get off the substance abuse, find a place to live, and find a job. And I've seen these individuals put their lives back together. There's one individual who came to Charlie's Place in that same condition who is now a school teacher and is doing an excellent job in the school system, has been able to contribute tremendously, not only to a school, but he also comes back and volunteers at Charlie's Place, as so many of our former clients do.
Really?
Because they see the difference it's made for them, and they, in turn, like to reach out for the next individual. For example, our street outreach worker is an individual who was once one of our clients, and now he's a staff member. And it's because of that that I volunteer. And also we have a tremendous director at Charlie's Place by the name of Mary Siebel, who's done a wonderful job at coordinating a number of resources, a number of different organizations to help with us and to team with us. For example, we have the Washington, D.C. Department of Mental Health that sends counselors to visit Charlie's Place. We also have the Washington Legal Clinic for the Homeless that sends attorneys to provide pro bono legal services to Charlie's Place and their clientele. And this makes a tremendous difference in the kinds of services that we provide. And that's why I volunteer. And that's why I encourage other people to volunteer. And if people are interested in volunteering, they can contact Charlie's Place at area code 202-232-3066. And of course, if people would like to make donations, they can by mailing them to Charlie's Place at St. Margaret's at 1830 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009.
Let's give them that phone number again.
Sure. The telephone number again is area code 202-232-3066. And that's Charlie's Place at St. Margaret's.
And if you'd like to send in donations?
Sure. For donations, you can mail them in to Charlie's Place at St. Margaret's at 1830 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009.
Why is this place called Charlie's Place?
That's a good question. It's named after Charles Gilchrist. Charles Gilchrist was a former politician in Montgomery County. In fact, he was the Montgomery County executive. And at the time, many people thought that he would go on and run for governor of the state of Maryland. And many people thought that he would win that position if he so decided to pursue it. But he had a change of heart and career and changed careers entirely, became an Episcopal minister. And one of his first assignments as an associate pastor, associate rector, was at St. Margaret's Church. And St. Margaret's Church is where Charlie's Place is based. At the time, he founded it, and it was called the Homeless Breakfast Program of St. Margaret's Church. And several years later, after he moved on to other parishes, he eventually died at a young age, and we renamed it to Charlie's Place in his honor.
That's terrific.
I think it was a fitting tribute to name the program Charlie's Place because it's really a nice way of symbolizing the kind of contribution that Charles Gilchrist made to not only St. Margaret's Church, not only to Charlie's Place, but also to the whole society. We are constantly amazed at how many people come to us and tell us about their memory of Charles Gilchrist and some of the other things that he has been able to do and some of the significant contributions he's been able to make to other individuals and organizations. It's really amazing that one person has been able to do so much. So that's why we are so motivated to try to keep on the legacy that he was able to create.
Bruce, how long has Charlie's Place been around?
Charlie's Place was founded back in 1990 and has been around for about 13 years now, almost 13 years.
And how long have you been a volunteer?
I've been a volunteer with Charlie's Place for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I volunteer primarily in the area of helping us raise funds and also coordinating many of our volunteers when it comes to a lot of the administrative things that we need to have done.
All right. One of the fundraisers you have upcoming again is the Help the Homeless Walkathon. When is it?
That's going to be on November 23rd. We're walking at the Help the Homeless Walkathon. We're one out of 175 organizations that are participating with that. We're looking for volunteers to be interested in walking with us, and individuals who'd like to walk on behalf of Charlie's Place can call us to get registration forms at area code 202-232-3066.
Let's repeat that number again slowly, please.
And that's area code 202-232-3066.
And the Help the Homeless Walkathon is when again?
It will be on November 23rd. That is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And it starts at 9 o'clock, but if you're going to walk, you need to get there no later than 8:30.
And Bruce, I want to thank you for being our guest this morning on Community Focus.
Thank you very much, David. It's always a pleasure.
Our first guest this morning has been Bruce McBarnett. He's a fundraising volunteer at Charlie's Place, a day program for homeless people at St. Margaret's Church in Washington, D.C., near DuPont Circle. You're listening to WPGC's Public Affairs Program, Community Focus, on WPGC AM and FM, Morningside, Washington, D.C. Stay with us. We're going to be back with our next guest in just a moment right here on WPGC.